Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Stage set for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Voting to take place for 121 seats across 18 districts. Over 1,300 candidates in the fray, including Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, and 16 sitting ministers. Campaigning for second phase in full swing. India says Pakistan has undermined the spirit of Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism. Gurupurab and Dev Deepavali being celebrated with religious fervor. In the US, Ghazala Hashmi becomes Virginia's first Indian-American lieutenant governor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets world champion Indian women's cricket team at his residence in New Delhi. And BCCI announces 15-member Indian squad for test series against South Africa beginning from 14th November. The stage is all set for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. However, due to security considerations, the polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of Suryagadha assembly segment. In this phase, the political fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided by over 3.75 crore electors. Among them are 122 women candidates. More from our correspondent.
From the NDA side, JDU is contesting the highest number of 57 seats, followed by BJP on 48, LJP Ramvilas on 14, and Rashtriya Lok Morcha is contesting on 2 seats. In the Mahagathbandhan, RJD has fielded the highest number of 73 candidates, followed by 24 from Congress and 14 from CPI-ML in the first phase. Mukesh Sahni-led Vikas Shil Insaan Party has given ticket to 5 candidates. CPM and CPI are contesting 3 seats each. The newly floated Jansuraj party has fielded 119 candidates in this phase. BSP, Pasupati Kumar Paras led Rashtriya Lok Jansakti party and AIMIM has also fielded many candidates in this phase. Apart from Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha from Tarapur and Lakhisarai seats, several prominent candidates are in fray. Electoral fortunes of 16 ministers of Nitish Kumar cabinet will also be decided in this phase. Former Union Minister and former MP Ram Kripal Yadav is contesting from Danapur Assembly segment as a BJP nominee. Famous folk singer Maithili Thakur from Alinagar and Bhojpuri actor-singer Khesari Lal Yadav from Chhapra are trying their luck first time in politics. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Our correspondent from Vaishali district reports that 105 candidates are contesting across 8 assembly seats with key constituencies like Raghavpur, Mahanar and Mahua, witnessing a fierce battle between the ruling NDA and the Mahagathbandhan.
Electors across all 8 assembly segments of Vaishali district will cast their votes tomorrow in the first phase of the Bihar assembly elections. The constituencies include Raghavpur, Vaishali, Hajipur, Mahua and Mahanar. Raghupur, a stronghold of former Chief Minister Lalu Prasad's family since 1995, will witness a high-profile contest as RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav seeks a third consecutive win. To defeat Mr. Yadav in the political battleground, the BJP has fielded former MLA Satish Kumar against him from the Raghupur seat. This time, 101 all-women polling booths, 50 model booths, one youth booth and booths operated by a person with disabilities has been set up across the district. Over 25 lakh voters are eligible to vote this time, including around 48,000 first-time voters. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Hajipur.
Elaborate security arrangements are in place for tomorrow's elections. A report from our correspondent from Munger.
Nearly 10 lakh eligible voters will exercise their franchise tomorrow in Munger district, which has three assembly constituencies, Munger, Jamalpur and Tarapur. Webcasting of all 1208 polling booths will be done. Voting will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 in the evening. Commissioner Avanish Kumar Singh said the district administration has made all necessary preparations to ensure free and fair election. Control rooms have been established at district level as well as in the assembly constituencies. Election Commission has deployed 348 observers to ensure smooth and impartial conduct of the assembly polls. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Munger.
Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of elections in the state. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan addressed rallies in the regions going to polls in this phase, including Simanchal, Champaran and Magadh areas. In East Champaran and West Champaran, BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed rallies. Speaking at a public meeting in Madhuban, he said, under the NDA government, highways, internet, railways and airports have become symbols of development in Bihar. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Araria, Katihar and Kishanganj. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held rallies in Jammui and Banka. In Rohtas, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a public meeting. From the Mahagathbandhan, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi campaigned in Valmiki Nagar and Chanpatia. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad addressed multiple rallies. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav and CPI ML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharya held public meetings in Awada and Arwal. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his vote theft allegation against the BJP and the Election Commission. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of blaming the Election Commission and EVMs when the results do not come in favor of the Congress. He said the Congress must complain to the Election Commission about any discrepancy in the voter lists. The BJP leader also accused Mr. Gandhi of raising non-serious issues. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said Pakistan has undermined the spirit of the Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism. Delivering India's national statement at the plenary session of the Second World Summit for Social Development in Doha, Mr. Mandavia stressed that the neighbouring country has also repeatedly misused the treaty mechanisms to obstruct India's legitimate projects.
Pakistan ne sustained hostility aur cross border terrorism se Indus Water Treaty ki spirit ko kamzor kiya hai usne bharat ke legitimate project mein rukawat dalne ke liye treaty mechanism ka bar bar galat istemal kiya hai jahan tak bharat ke kendra shashit pradesh jammu aur kashmir ka sawal hai pakistan ko bharat ke androni mamlon par tippani karne ka koi adhikar nahi hai khaskar tab jab woh bharat ke nagrikon ke khilaf क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म में लिप्त है पाकिस्तान को चाहिए कि वह आत्ममंथन करे
कॉमर्स एंड इंडस्ट्री मिनिस्टर पीयूष गोयल हैज सेड द ऑनगोइंग नेगोशिएशंस ऑन द फ्री ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट बिटवीन इंडिया एंड न्यूजीलैंड विल पेव द वे फॉर एक्सपैंडिंग ट्रेड इन्वेस्टमेंट एंड इनोवेशन लिंकेजेस मिस्टर गोयल वाज एड्रेसिंग द इंडियन डायस्पोरा अलोंग विद न्यूजीलैंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर क्रिस्टोफर लक्सन एंड कॉमर्स मिनिस्टर टॉड मक्ले He said the government is working to promote ease of doing business by reducing tax burden, eliminating red tapism, and lowering compliances.
A potential free trade agreement with New Zealand will not only strengthen our trade and investment ties, but will give a big message to the world that New Zealand and India have come closer together. They're going to work together for a better future for the people of New Zealand, for the people of India, providing new opportunities of business, creating new job opportunities, adding to the economic development of both nations.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan attended Chhattisgarh's Silver Jubilee celebrations in Raipur today. praising the state's progress and the elimination of Naxalism, he urged Maoists to surrender and join the mainstream. The vice president conferred state awards on distinguished personalities for their exemplary contribution in various fields and inaugurated the Udayachal Multi-Speciality Eye Care Institute in Rajnandgaon. Earlier, he addressed the Lakhpati Didi conference highlighting women's empowerment. The vice president also witnessed the spectacular air show by the Indian Air Force's famed Surya Kiran aerobatic team in Nava Raipur. In the United States, India-born Ghazala Hashmi has made history by winning the Virginia Lieutenant Governor's race, becoming the first South Asian American and the first Indian-origin woman to hold the post. The 61-year-old Democrat defeated Republican John Reed 6 years after she first made history as a Virginia state senator. Born in Hyderabad in 1964, Ms. Hashmi moved to the United States at the age of 4, where her father began a university teaching career. Guru Nanak Jayanti, also known as Gurpurab, is being celebrated with great religious fervor and devotion across the country and around the world today. The festival marks the 556th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the first Sikh Guru and founder of Sikhism. Guru Nanak Jayanti commemorates Guru Nanak Dev Ji's message of equality, peace, humility and service to humanity. Devotees are offering prayers, reciting hymns and participating in kirtans and community langars to mark the occasion. Gurudwaras across the country, including the Golden Temple in Amritsar, are beautifully decorated with lights and flowers on Gurpurab. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to citizens on Guru Nanak Jayanti. Prime Minister Modi also extended wishes on Kartik Purnima and Dev Deepavali. In Uttar Pradesh, the holy city of Varanasi is celebrating Dev Deepavali, also known as the Festival of Lights for the Gods, with grand festivities on the occasion of Kartik Purnima today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath lit the first lamp at Namo Ghat, marking the beginning of the celebrations.
कार्तिक मास की पूर्णिमा की रात निराली
है कार्तिक मास की पूर्णिमा की रात निराली
ये काशी जी की देखो जग
Around 25 lakh lamps are being lit along the 84 ghats of the Ganga River. This year's celebration at Dashashwamedh Ghat is based on the theme of Operation Sindoor. People from more than 40 countries are participating in the celebrations in the city. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hosted the champions of the Women's World Cup at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg. He congratulated the women's cricket team on their victory and praised their remarkable comeback in the tournament after a string of 3 defeats. During the meeting, Captain Harmanpreet Kaur recalled meeting Mr. Modi in 2017 when they had met him without the trophy. She expressed hope that they would meet him more often with the trophy. Vice-Captain Smriti Mandhana said the Prime Minister had motivated them and has been an inspiration for all of them. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, today announced a 15-man squad for the upcoming 2-match test series against South Africa, beginning the 14th of this month in Kolkata. Skipper Shubman Gill will be assisted by Vice-Captain Rishabh Pant, who has returned to the squad after recovering from injury. Pacer Akash Deep replaces Prasidh Krishna, while wicketkeeper N. Jagdishan has been dropped. India's pace attack will feature Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Siraj, while Ravindra Jadeja, Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav and Washington Sundar will lead the spin unit. The series opener will be played at Eden Gardens in Kolkata from 14 November, while Guwahati will host the second game from the 22nd of this month. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Stage set for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Voting to take place for 121 seats across 18 districts. Over 1,300 candidates in the fray, including Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha and 16 sitting ministers. Campaigning for second phase in full swing. India says Pakistan has undermined the spirit of Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism. Gurupurab and Dev Deepavali being celebrated with religious fervor. In the US, Ghazala Hashmi becomes Virginia's first Indian-American lieutenant governor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets world champion Indian women's cricket team at his residence in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.